Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back. I says, USA.
Memorial Day weekend edition of Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Good morning. Broadcasting in the garden.
Made in America.
There it is. I always wait for that last little tagline before I
interrupt. There it is. We got some made in American gardeners with us here this morning.
Looking around, I don't know what you call this color. Is this burgundy? Is this maroon? Is this purple?
Rust?
Call it burgundy.
Purple leaf plum. Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
That's the name of it.
They are all over.
Or KV plum, purple leaf plum. It's right here in the courtyard, those folks walking by. It's famous up here in the North Country because of it's a good contrast plant to some of the elms. Some of your bright greens, the blues, it's a good design element we throw into landscapes.
And every spring, it's one of the first trees to come out and flower. Yes. So it is like our sign that spring is around the corner.
You're almost through the winter.
Almost through the winter.
That's the pink little blossom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what's the white one that's so prominent here in town?
I believe the pear is
the
probably
pear.
What
yeah,
you're...
Yeah.
Redford
mm-hmm.
pear.
And are those all ornamental or any of these fruiting?
That one is an ornamental, although this year, because it's been, we haven't had the, for some reason, it just decided to set fruit. And so it's got a little tiny, looks like a cherry. My kids always used to eat them, and it's got, it's real sweet. They make jams and jellies out of it. About once every 10 years, it'll actually fruit, but very, very rare. It has been a really good fruit year for apples and pears. And my cherries are about to come off of the tree. Peaches are on. So there's even a few apricots around. So it's a good fruit year in the high country.
And what kind of chill hours do y'all get? In our orchard, we have Anne's and Golden Dorsets, but we can't. Most of them are green. Some have a little red tint. The Anne's can kind of red up. But, you know, we can't have red delicious apples or Macintosh. Do y'all get enough chill hours to get those big red apples here?
Those are the ones that we do grow up here. So an Anne would be an ornamental up here because it gets frozen out. So it's only 250 or 300 chilling hours. Here we want plants that have at least 600 to even 1,000 chilling hours, I believe, is red delicious, your pears, some of those. And that's why they do so well. They bloom later in spring, so they're less exposed to the frost.
And y'all get that many chill hours.
We do.
What is a chill hour? How is that defined? Is that the ag department defines
that?
Man. Is that the
Chris,
industry?
Help me out. The way you describe that, to simplify it in a nutshell, it's certain plants need to be programmed to have so many nights of cold before they bloom. And so 1,000 chill hours means it's got to go through a lot of cold before it goes, okay, it's spring, time to bloom. And so if it's a real short chilling hour, it gets tricked into blooming like in February. Well, we have what, snow on Mother's Day weekend, wasn't that right?
Yes.
It was hailing yesterday on us. So those plants would be, they woke up too early, they'd be killed. Or not killed, but the fruit would be taken.
So it's 40 degrees, and that was kind of answered my next question that was for Jay, with this mild winter, are we going to see a lot of people that are getting blossoms that they don't normally? But I don't know that as mild as it's been of a spring, I still don't know that we were down below 40 enough to make much of a difference in the desert.
Well, it's cumulative hours, so it starts, when the first low of 40 degrees or 45 degrees hits, and then it's the total amount of hours. But once things have budded and leafed out and bloomed, it doesn't really matter anymore anyway. Of course, we didn't, we're cooler than normal, but that's, it was in the 60s this morning, not in the 40s. So down here, the more the merrier, the more the better. We I can't remember the last time we had a late enough frost or freeze that it damaged something that, had already started to leaf out here. That's just not an issue. But our problem is things that is just the opposite. People plant something that needs 750 to 1,000 hours of chill here, and unless they live out in Queen Creek or Maricopa or maybe Buckeye or someplace like that, they're not going to get that. And even in those areas, they may only get it every few years.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you want to ask a desert gardening question or a mountain gardening question, again, our lineup today is Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. That's in their 70th year?
Correct.
70th year. I wasn't sure if it was.
Do I look pretty good for that old or what?
You do. You do. Started by. So what is your grandfather's name? Is it J2?
John.
John.
That's why I go by Jay. There was too many Johns.
There's too many Johns. So started as a victory garden after World War II behind a fire station. And we've got Ken Lane of Waters. And this is your second generation of the Waters Garden Center.
My father-in-law's name is Harold, not John or Jay. But 53 years ago, the first garden center formed in northern Arizona.
Outstanding. And then as well as Chris Wellborn of Ascente Landscaping. We're all here at Rosie on the House to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.